This is episode number 2356 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, December 22nd, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Justin Bieber says H&M is selling his merch without his approval.
Oh, I doubt that. I doubt that very seriously.
No. You wouldn't think so. I mean, they're pretty big.
Oh, yeah, they're huge. Yeah. They're a huge company. No.
Well, H&M removed all of their Justin Bieber merchandise just 2 days after he blasted the retailer for using his name and likeness without his stamp of approval.
Oh, I think he... Okay. It sounded like at first he's like they were just ripping him off, but it sounds like he just doesn't like the way it looked. Which, I mean, yeah. I get.
So, my guess is they're able to use the stuff, but maybe he... I don't know. Anyway, I'll tell you the story. Reps for the brand claimed that they followed proper approval procedures.
Of course they did. Of course they did. They're not stupid. They're not going to steal a license, for sure. Yeah.
Well, they have ultimately decided to pull the collection out of respect for the Biebs.
Oh, my goodness. He doesn't like it, so they're going to pull it. Wow.
So they're going to lose a bunch of money. They stand to lose a bunch of money.
Well, and so does Justin, by the way.
His sensitivities.
Yeah, but I mean, he does too, because it's not like he just gives away his likeness.
Right.
Or his approval.
Well, then why...
There's a price for that.
Then why were they using it to start with?
Well, yeah, right. I don't think it had anything. I don't know what I think.
Anyway,
I don't know.
On Monday, Justin told his 270 million social media followers... only 270 million. Not to buy the trash clothing.
Ew.
After the brand printed his photos onto graphic sweatshirts and tote bags, and they allegedly sold a phone case with lyrics from his song Ghost.
Oh my God, Justin, calm down.
I didn't approve
down, buddy.
Any of the merch collection that they put up at H&M, all without my permission and approval, he wrote on Instagram.
I think somebody had to.
I wouldn't buy it if I were you.
Oh, wow. So he told 270 million. I would sue him. if I were H&M, I would sue him for defamation of character.
Well, maybe he's in the right, though. Maybe he was supposed to have an approval. Part of the approval was supposed to go through him, and it didn't.
Who missed that? Seriously. Yeah. That's somebody on Justin's team. I don't think that has anything to do with H&M going like, oh, we're going to run Justin Bieber clothing, blah, blah, blah.
My guess is it was an innocent mistake because they're that big. They know this stuff.
Okay. All right. Maybe.
You know?
Maybe.
It'd be awful risky for them to do something like this on purpose.
So. Yeah. I mean, well, and now they've pulled the line, so they're losing money because of all that money they spent to make.
They spent the money, and they're not going to make any money. So.
But they only sell T-shirts and casual wear, and they sell it for buku bucks. So, you know. They got some wiggle room.
Yeah, that's true.
At H&M.
Well, he later doubled down on his claims in the comments section of a fan page that shared photos of all the H&M merchandise.
Wow.
Well, yep.
Justin, you know what? This is how you end a career, is making people mad at you for trying to sell your brand, you know?
Well, you maybe it's not any... Maybe it was crappy stuff.
Wow,
maybe he doesn't want to be associated. He doesn't want to be associated with that stuff.
Neither here nor there. I'm sure he had some sort of approval, or somebody did. But anyway, I'm not buying off on that.
John Mayer says he doesn't really date after getting sober. He says he doesn't have the liquid courage.
Liquid courage. Oh my! I've never heard of it referred to like that.
Well, Raj.
Liquid courage. Okay.
A liquid courage. Yeah. You never heard that?
No, I've never heard of that.
Oh, my. You have heard of liquid courage, right?
No.
What?
No.
Huh.
I don't understand. Well, I understand, but I just... Anyway.
Anyway.
We digress.
John discussed his sobriety on the call, her daddy, or the on the call... Wait, what's it called? It's called Call Her Daddy podcast.
Call Her Daddy.
That was kind of confusing. And I knew what it was, but still hard to say. So he discussed his sobriety on the... Call Her Daddy podcast.
Okay.
There we go. Say that 17 times slow, fast. He quit drinking 6 years ago after a six-day hangover from Drake's 30th birthday party.
Wow, 6 days. Wow, mm. Oh my God.
How do you have a hangover for 6 days?
Well, you keep treating it with more booze. I guess how you do it.
And although he may no longer be actively dating, John does say he's always believed in making love last. I've always sought potential for a long-term relationship, he claimed. Every relationship I've ever been in was devoted to the idea that this could go the distance, just like my libido.
Libido. His libido. Oh, my God. So he's not dating, huh?
He's not dating. Your Body's a Wonderland is not written about Jennifer Love Hewitt.
It's not? Really? Seriously?
No.
Oh, come on.
It's not. He says it was, he wrote it when he was 21.
That's so disappointing.
About when he was 16, about his first girlfriend. And he wrote it before he ever met a famous person.
That's and what he's saying. Met and bedded a famous person, because he's done a lot of that.
Well, yes, but at that time he had never met a famous person.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Well, that's just a big surprise to me. I mean, you listen to that song, it's like, this guy is like all about Jennifer Love Hewitt, you know? And it's not, huh?
Nope. Yeah. He never met her before that. Never even heard of her. I didn't think she was a thing.
But he dated her. Hello? He tapped that.
He dated her.
That's right.
He but tapped that. But that was later. Okay. Yes, he tapped. Yes, he did. He tapped that, John Van Camp. Thank you so
How
much.
How jealous am I? I'm jealous.
You are.
I'm very jealous.
Now, you said once she got married and pregnant and stuff, it was like she was off your list.
Oh, yeah.
Or
but
moved
I mean,
down on your
there
list.
There was a before that when she was up on the list. So, you know.
Oh, yeah. She's
there's
yeah.
There's places on my
on
list,
list
for everybody. John Mayer. And I don't need the liquid courage, by the way.
I think John Mayer is not dating because when he talked about who he was ranking his lovers.
Well, yeah.
Me thinks that may just might have had something to do with the fact that maybe it's harder for him to get a date now.
Again, liquid courage, you know what I'm saying? With our apologies to Raj and to Halle Berry, or who cares tomorrow, have a great day, and...
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.